SOP 146. We've got a last five and five, and we're going to listen to my DBX 286A compressor, de-esser, enhancer, noise gate. Boy, that's a mouthful. On the day's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting, where we talk about all things podcasting. Today, we're going to be talking about some podcast gear. And let me turn off the music here in the background, just a quick second. There we go. And what I am right now is, actually, if I do this, there we go. I have no processing on my voice right now at all. But I'm plugged into, I bought a new compressor unit. It's a compressor noise gate de-esser. And so I thought I would just go through all the knobs. And if you ever buy a new piece of hardware and you're not sure what to do, this is how I figure out what stuff does. You just play with the knobs. You're not going to hurt anything. So I'm going to turn this on. Well, the first knob is a gain control. So as always, you always want your lights to be green most of the time and occasionally a yellow light to come on. You don't want the red light to come on. And that's where I am right now. And I'm about 3 inches from my microphone. I'm talking into an Audio-Technica 3035. And I've got a pop filter in between me and the microphone. I'm talking across the microphone, not into the microphone. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the compressor. So when I do this, you'll notice instantly that my voice got louder. So I'm going to turn down. I'm going to be adjusting some volume levels here. So I'll turn that down, and I'm going to turn the gain up a little more. But you also notice that you probably hear my computer monitor in the back, because keep in mind that a compressor makes louder noises softer and softer noises louder, so it's picking up the background noise now. So that's, I'm about 12 o'clock on this, and I'm getting about 12 to 16 dBs of compression. Now, if I turn up the gain even more, which I'm going to do this now all the way, it's really compressing my voice. So I can really talk as loud as I want to now, and I'm really not going to get any spikes. In fact, I can probably yell if I wanted to, and it's really, I'm just pegging the note thing, and it's loud, and it's probably bassy too, and I'm going to turn that back down, and now this is what I sound like when I'm not compressed. I saw, see that? See, that's just so. Now I'm going to put this back up in the middle, and that's it. Now, the other knob you have here is called density, and this is how long the compressor stays on. So right now, pretty much when I quit talking, the lights go off. But if I turn this up about halfway, the lights are on, and now the lights are off. So they stay on. If I do this and turn it all the way up to where it's just compressed all the time, and you're not going to really have any kind of nuances, the lights are on. Wow, that's slow. The lights are off. So like I said, I usually put mine about 2 o'clock, so it kind of stays on, but not really. Now, the next thing you have is a de-esser. And the first knob lets you adjust, and my volume levels, again, are getting... Got to get my gains here. Okay, so now if I turn this de-esser, I'm going to turn it all the way to the left, or to the right, and that's supposed to select a knob. And I'll be honest with you, de-essers I don't get. I'm going to put this, the de-esser here... I don't get de-essers. So I have my de-esser set halfway on both knobs. I don't see any difference. I really don't. It's supposed to cut out high end or things like that, but I'll turn it all the way up. I don't get it. That's the de-esser. This is the de-esser all the way up, and this is the de-esser all the way off. I don't see a whole lot of difference in those. Now, the next ones are enhancements, and this is where things get fun. You have a low frequency, so I'm going to talk here, and as I turn this up, you'll probably hear me getting a little bassier. The soothing sounds of M105. Yeah, I hear that kicking in. Now, you can really overdo this. Let me turn down my gain here, and I'm going to really turn this all the way up so I get really deep. I get that deep, the soothing sounds of M105, to the point where you maybe can't even understand me now. So this is all the way up, and this is all the way off. Now, the other hand, you have the other one, where if I do this, and I can turn it, you can see where it's getting tintier now. It's boosting those upper frequencies. So if I turn up all the frequencies on the top and all the frequencies on the bottom, now I've got this cool, warm, and yet still clear sound of me. Now, you also notice, you again, by turning up the high end I'm picking up my fan. I'm getting a little more clarity, maybe. And maybe now is where the de-esser would come into play. If I turn this back up about halfway, I still don't get it. I still don't get de-essers. I don't get them. But anyway, so that's that. And then last but not least is your noise gate. So this is completely off. And if I shut up now, I'm going to turn this knob and you'll hear my fan noise. If you have headphones on, if you're in the car, you're probably not going to hear this. But I'm going to turn my... this noise gate up, and you'll hear the fan noise will slowly go away. Hear it? Couple more clicks. Yeah, maybe not. There we go. I do that. Now, the other knob is how much is it going to cut? So I'm going to turn this up. And now, if I do this, you'll see where it really cuts out the fan noise. Here we go. Now, if I turn this up too high, you'll hear where it kind of is cutting out some of the upper end. So I can turn this back. And I can turn this down a little bit. So it's kind of a cross to figure out exactly where. And then the last knob is my gain. So I could actually boost this up a little more. Give me a little better volume. And that's it. And so now, if I turn this off.
This is with it off.
This is with it on. So let's see if I can
do this.
Let me turn the gain down. We'll do this so that's down about here. Okay, so I'm going to turn this volume up. Oh boy, isn't this fun? People with iPods are constantly grabbing their wheel to turn. Okay, this is with it on.
This is with it off.
This is with it on. The soothing sounds of M105.
This is with it off. And I'm trying to make it so that the volume is the same. So this is me off, a little bit into the microphone.
This is with it on. Pretty cool, ain't it? I like it. The great thing is, I got this from BSW. Normally, I buy my equipment from Same Day Music. And you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Same Day Music. I like Same Day Music because they have free shipping in the U.S. unless you're in New Jersey. And I bought this at BSW. BSW has kind of a scratch and dent sale on occasion. I'm still tweaking knobs in the background here. And, the other thing is, here's what I don't like about this unit. It's a single channel. Now, it has phantom power built into it. So I plug my microphone into it. I turn on the phantom power. That output goes into my mixer board. So if I wanted to add more, if I still want to add more clarity, I've still got a treble and a bass on my mixer if I want to do that. And then that goes out from my mixer from the tape out into the line in of my computer. So, yeah, I usually like Same Day Music because the shipping is free and there's no tax. Many times the shipping is free all the time unless you're in New Jersey, there's no tax. I bought this from BSW because they have kind of a not even so much a recondition. It's just that somebody bought it and decided to return it. And so I think they call it a B sale or something like that. It was like $50 off. It's brand new. And again, this is the DBX 286A. And you can check it out just by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/BSW. B boy, sister, water, BSW. That'll take you there. And the thing I like about it is their warehouse. At least one of their warehouses is in Ohio, which is where I am. And it came the next day, so it was awesome. Their customer service is awesome, and I like this unit. I definitely like it basically because of the enhancements, the way I get this. And I normally don't have this low all the way up. I think that's a little crazy. So I'm going to kind of back some things down here, but it's very cool. If you're looking for something to cut down on the background noise, now you can still hear when I talk. If you listen, you can still hear my computer as I'm talking, but if I shut up, it's quiet. And again, I'm really oversensitive about that because if you're in a car, I'm sure you don't hear any of the stuff I'm talking about when I'm quiet. So, a couple weeks ago, I went to PodCamp Ohio, and we got a last 5 and 5. Here you go. We are here in room F, but this one doesn't have your name on it.
Well, sure.
With Dan Lewis from the Ramen Noodle Podcast at... Ramen Noodle, RAMEN Noodle.com, which of course is, let me put on my DJ voice, the podcast seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor.
Hey, can I get a recording of that? And also, you can find him at djosephdesign.com. And he's ready for the pop quiz, which, of course, we call it the last five in five. What were the last five podcasts you listened to? Hopefully, you can do this in less than 5 minutes. You ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Listen to the podcast Answer Man from GSPN.TV, two episodes of that, two episodes of the sci-fi show.com, episode of Woot.com podcast.
Okay, what is Woot?
Woot? Woot.com is an awesome site where every day they have a special deal, usually a refurbished item, but at a really low price. Awesome thing. And then they do a 2 to 3 minute podcast attached to that that's a kind of comedy podcast. Cool. It's really fun.
Can you give me an idea of like what a product is at Woot?
It could be something as simple as a universal remote for a few dollars to a whole computer, a refurbished computer for $500. Everything you buy from Woot.com is $5 for shipping. Just whatever single item. And then also, before that, I listened to a podcast from... Okay, just mentioned the Woot. Listened to a podcast from The Onion, Radio News Network. And before that, was a podcast from Journey Inside My Mind, Dan Johnson Jr., who's here. Yeah, and, well, that's more than five podcasts.
It is. You've gone to the bonus round. And that's right. He's won a cheese straightener.
Cheese straightener. My cheese is so crooked.
It is.
Man, I've always wanted to straighten it.
And what do you do over at djosephdesign.com besides design, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm a freelance digital designer on the side. I have a full-time job as a web designer, so I enjoy it so much, though, that I freelance with it. I do presentation design, which most people don't even know what that is. It's designing for PowerPoint, basically. And I'm very much needed because there are a lot of terrible PowerPoint presentations out there. I do web design also, and then new media production and podcasting.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
All right.
And all those podcasts, except he said the sci-fi show, and he said sci-fi.com. I can't find that podcast, so I looked. I couldn't find it. And if there is a sci-fi show called the sci-fi show, you have a very poor web presence. But you can find all that out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. That is our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. And our email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, where you can call in your comments, courtesy of podcast voicemail, 888-563-3228. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you for tuning in. If you'd like to start your own podcast, we've got resources. We've got step-by-step tutorials, and you got me, your personal podcast coach, out at schoolofpodcasting.com. Jump in. The podcast water is warm and fine. So we'll see you soon. Until next week, class dismissed.